House by Christopher Lee, starring Julian Glover as Charles Bannister and Peter Kelly as Dougal Baxter.
I've already banged on a bit. Hardly the time to talk about the sanctity of marriage, was it?
It was a wedding, Charles. I call it immaculate timing. Rather good. Short and to the point. He's about the only one in your family who is.
I didn't know they said things at weddings. It was really nice. Didn't you think so?
Of course. Actually, Charles, I imagine you noticed that your brother's sentiments were similar to those of my own speeches. Mm,
such a comfort, Dougal, when a bishop catches up with one's moral standards.
I must tell him.
Personal relations are sacrosanct, in my opinion.
How's your wife? We haven't seen her lately.
Polly, stop staring.
That's quite all right, Mary. Polly and I have long had an understanding. I don't take her seriously, but she does me. Isn't that right?
If you say so.
Exactly. Oh, by the way, Mary, what happened to your brother? I thought I saw him earlier.
He's over there. Normally, he wouldn't be seen dead in anything but a cathedral.
There's some hope.
In fact, if you'll excuse me, I must have a quick word before he goes.
Uncle Hen never goes. He disappears.
These matters always end in tears. A weeping mother of the bride is but a precursor to wretchedness of infinitely worse proportions.
Stepmother, actually.
Experience weeps in families, however tenuous the connection. These are indeed sad times. For all of us, Charles.
Cameron.
It was quite unwise for you to meet him.
So you said, but, well, his daughter asked me. He's in a terrible state.
Oh, hardly surprising, dear heart. The man is a traitor. He's about to be uncovered.
Was. It was 30 years ago.
Is. Treachery is forever.
Frankly, I'm not sure how much more he can take.
How touching.
He knows someone's written a book, but not who. But he does believe he's about to be blown.
So you discussed it with him, and he admitted it. Well, that's progress. He's never done so before.
Of course I didn't, but it was pretty obvious what was bothering him.
Bothering?
That's an understatement. He's a complete bag of nerves.
We'll soon see.
Charles, there you are.
Blast. What do you mean? Some of the details in the manuscript have been leaked to the Sunday Times. It'll be everywhere by the weekend.
Charles.
Who leaked?
You?
Why, Charles, surely that doesn't offend your refined sense of idealism.
Chief Whip's office.
I'm not here.
Sorry. Not at the moment.
3 o'clock.
Probably in about half an hour. Okay, will do. Bye. Number 10. Not urgent. Something for tomorrow's prayers. They're copying a minute. I'll pick it up when I go over to 12.
If you would. What's it about?
Truth. Could be anything at the moment. They've got one of the monthly panics on.
Hasn't everyone?
Well, you'd think so, wouldn't you? Look at this lot. 15 select committee notices from just 6 committees. I reckon they're lining themselves up for their New Year trip.
Sun-seeking at the taxpayers' expense.
Well, come January the 4th, you won't be able to lay your hands on more than a dozen MPs in the whole country.
Oh, that reminds me, I forgot to tell you. We'll be in Scotland, as usual.
That's nice. All of you?
I really don't know, Rose. Polly's becoming a law unto herself.
Oh, they all do it. Have you seen the house?
I have no time.
Don't you think it might cheer her up a bit, if you did?
Does she deserve to be cheered up?
If you don't mind me saying, as long as you're her father, yes.
Ah, there you are, Charles.
Tea?
Oh, that'd be nice. Dougal?
Oh, yes. Yes, please. No sugar, of course.
I'd have thought it was a bit late for that.
Charles, I really do find that woman downright rude.
Charles? Sorry. Thinking about something Rose said, that's all.
I have to say, you seem to have been letting go recently. Preoccupied, I think Gerald called it.
So touching that he noticed.
I've said before, you underestimate him. Now take this nonsense about your junior ministry.
A ministerial post, Dougal, is hardly nonsense, however junior it might be, and I reserve my right to recommend anyone I wish for the job, and I expect my wishes to be respected.
I suspect that when the department's reorganised, the job will go altogether. I know for a fact that's in the PM's mind.
Are you sure?
Of course. The Prime Minister and I understand each other far beyond our ministerial terms of reference.
Then one had better plan for a reshuffle.
There won't be one. The job will go. Frankly, Charles, that's why I didn't push too hard for Gerald to get it.
I see.
He knows it, too. I've explained. He believes I put up a case knowing that when a real job comes up, the PM will feel obliged to accept my recommendation.
So Gerald will have his day.
Oh, I didn't say that. He believes he will, certainly. It's known as sustaining his loyalty by preserving his level of expectancies.
I'm impressed. I hope he is.
Of course. The difficulty, Charles, is for you.
Winning is not a difficulty I'd easily give up.
But you didn't give up.
Placing one of my junior whips on the ministerial rung has a certain value, old man. It also maintains the precedent that the chief whip is a source for career-minded MPs.
Ah, but you see, Charles, the bombardier was forced to back down.
I'd have said concede a point.
If you hadn't made it in cabinet, you might be right, but it was very public. A warning, as an old friend, of course.
However else could I take it?
You made the PM bleed. I hear that your head is being demanded.
I'm hardly the Baptist crying in the wilderness.
Very clever, Charles. But if you're interested in the wilderness, take my warning. The back benches are heaped with the bones of yesterday's men.
That's very thoughtful, old man, but I think not. When it's time for me to go, I'll choose my own time and my own method.
You're not hearing me, Charles. You've become too powerful. According to Ten, that's not allowed.
What about this one?
Bit bright, isn't it? It's cheap. Well, you'll have to live with it. There's enough there to do some cushions as well.
I want big ones all over the floor.
Sounds more like a squat than a house. The sort of people you want aren't going to pay Flood Street rents for Earl's Court tat.
Well, maybe Daddy knows some MPs who want rooms. I mean, they get loads of allowances and things, don't they?
Oh, no. Not a good idea. I don't think refugees from Annie's bar at midnight looking for exotic things to do in the shower are exactly the tenants you need.
Oh, this is nice. I like greens.
Hmm.
Gerald said he knew a couple of people who might want to share.
I thought that was all off.
It is. I still see him sometimes, though.
I hope you haven't any bright ideas in that direction.
You're joking.
I rather thought I wasn't.
He's all right, but don't worry. Anyway, he's got something going with Dougley's friend.
Kay Bennett? Rubbish.
Oh, yes. I've seen them in The Grapes, in Rules. Why do you think I was winding him up?
The central lobby's hardly the place to talk privately about this. What about Gordon, 7 o'clock?
I really don't see what you're bothered about. He was much easier after you left. That was the first night's proper sleep he'd had for weeks.
Hello, Charles. Good splicing.
What? Oh, yes. Fine, thanks.
Good.
Look, I really do need to talk to you. This is like Piccadilly Circus.
If it's about Saturday, don't worry. I'm a big girl now, Chang. Anyway, I'm not the kiss and tell type.
No, it's not that. I'm sorry. I have people waiting for me. It's 7 o'clock. Really, it is important.
He certainly seems to have a knack of disappearing when it's important.
He was in the central lobby 5 minutes ago. I saw him.
Doing what?
Talking.
Who to?
I'm not sure.
Well, I really can't wait any longer. I'm very busy, you know.
So they say.
And what do you mean by that? Ah, Charles.
Yes, Dougal. Here I am.
The whole world's been looking for you.
Number 10, actually.
For some, there is nothing else. Prayer lists again. I'll have to wait.
Private secretary. Could you bell the PM soon as you show?
They have a way with words. You better get them.
Before you do, Charles, perhaps I could speak in private. It may be useful.
Rain, forest, time. That lot's for signing, that lot's for yay or nay.
Before you go, will you get me a copy of the McCall inquiry? Should be in the library. Then get a messenger to deliver it to the flat for me this evening.
If they've got it, I'll drop it in myself. I'm going that way.
Oh, thanks. Go on.
McCall? That was MI5 and double agents or something. What's brought that up?
Oh, very little. A private discussion, and I wanted to refresh my memory.
It wouldn't have anything to do with the events that are about to take place.
Should it have?
Charles, as Home Secretary, I have certain responsibilities and advance information. I wasn't aware that the Chief Whip had similar interests.
I haven't. Now, was that it? I must call 10.
No, Charles, no. I think I know what the Bombardier wants to talk about.
Are you a messenger?
Not exactly. You see, there's a group of us, and, well, as you know, Charles, you have many admirers. But...
Oh, no. No buts. It was you who warned me that the PM was calling for my head. Surely admirers get splattered with blood on these occasions.
Your attitude in cabinet over this appointment, well...
Upset the PM? Enough to behead me?
As you know, Charles, it would be very silly for the party to lose its chief whip in a dramatic manner. Especially with an election on the way.
That indeed would be carelessness to the point of electoral suicide.
Exactly.
You imagine I knew this?
Of course. And you're right. But so is the Prime Minister.
So?
A very full version of your fight to get that job for one of your own has reached every backbencher in the House.
Naturally.
Oh, don't worry, Charles. We realise you made sure that it did. The point is...
Oh, there is one.
Don't be so cynical. Of course there is. The point is that your stock is very high among the troops. I've made this very clear to the Bombardier.
Who says?
But let us say that when you go over to number 10, the chances are that there will be a proposition on the table.
I see.
We think you'd be wise to pick it up.
Oh, just a moment. Yes? Okay, put him on. Henry? Can it wait? All right, then. 6 in the rag. Downstairs. Bye. Well, well. It would seem that this is a very full day for advice to the Bannister household.
My dear Charles, you simply must not entertain such thoughts. The slightest warning may cause all kinds of difficulties. Surely you must understand.
All I'm saying, old man, is that a gentle warning to his daughter may save her some terrible grief.
I'm afraid, dear heart, that the sins of fathers may visit daughters as well as sons. You must not be involved any more than you have been.
I'm not.
Of course you are. You saw Cameron against my advice. That advice was expressed professionally as well as personally. You know that.
What'll happen?
Sometime during the next few days, Cameron will receive, shall we say, visitors.
Arrested?
Hardly, my dear heart. Preliminary discussion. We're not in the business of making arrests. That's for the plot.
He'll go to pieces.
We rather hope so. But you must not.
My God, Father James, you make me sound like an accomplice.
It might have been better for everyone, Charles, if you had managed to avoid such personal involvement in this entirely disagreeable adventure.
Don't you think?
Must have done wonders for Peter Jones' half-yearly profits.
I haven't got any money left. I didn't know it would cost all that.
Oh, that's better. Put the tea bags on, will you, darling?
Mm-hmm. No, what you mean is you haven't any of my money left.
I'll pay you back. I said I would.
As soon as you get your allowance.
Right.
Which is as soon as I can afford to give it to you.
Brilliant.
You said you would.
I know. Don't worry. But you'll have to make the curtains yourself.
Would it cost much to have someone do them?
Of course it would. Especially in London.
Do you think Daddy will like the colours?
Polly, I wish you wouldn't.
Do you?
Not enough to pay for them to be made up. If I were you, I'd avoid the whole subject. He's got a lot on his plate at the moment. None of it involves spending a small fortune on Flood Street.
I don't suppose he'd notice anyway. He's never here nowadays. Apart from Uncle Hen's dinner party last week, today was the first time I'd sat down beside him for more than 10 minutes for months.
I've told you before, Polly. If you want to stay single, marry a successful politician. If you want to stay on first name terms, then get one with a safe shire seat and no ambition.
Gerald says that Daddy's getting a lot of stick from the boring bombardier. He reckons he's pushing his luck.
Your father doesn't believe in luck. He regards it as rather common. He only believes in integrity and public duty.
I wonder which one we come under.
Neither. We're family.
Here you are.
Tell me, does Gerald know about Dougal and Kay Bennett?
I don't know. I've said nothing. But that wouldn't bother him.
I wonder if Dougal knows.
God, you're joking. He's like the rest of them down there. They all believe they're God's gift when it comes to women.
Not all of them, darling.
All right. I didn't mean Daddy as well. But that's only because he's so boring he wouldn't even think of it.
Did you go back last night?
Mm-hmm. He was asleep by the time I got in. He usually is. It's only in the early hours that he starts his prowling in the study.
Why don't you take a couple of days with him?
I will. It's difficult at the moment. You forget the constituency's 200 miles away.
What about this weekend?
No chance. Surgery Saturday morning, community centre committee in the afternoon, AGM dinner Saturday night, and a sponsored cycle ride Sunday. You fancy putting a pound a mile on me?
Tomorrow, then?
We'll see. But don't worry. Pop's much better.
He looked a bag of nerves to me.
You didn't see him a couple of weeks ago. He was really screwed up. Seemingly, whatever you said to him on Friday night did the trick.
Can't think why. All we did was talk about old times. I didn't remember much about them. In fact, I couldn't remember a single person he mentioned. What did he say to you?
I called him this afternoon to tell him I wouldn't be back tonight, and he said not to worry, because everything was sorted.
What did that mean?
I haven't a clue, and he wasn't about to tell me. I thought it better not to push it.
Jules, I don't want to interfere, but it might be an idea if you scrubbed round this weekend and went to Oxford instead.
Whatever for?
I just think it'll be better, that's all. Call it instinct.
Come on, Jane. You don't have those sort of instincts. What is it?
Well, he's... Well, he's an old man, and he's obviously got something on his mind, whatever he might say.
You know what it is, don't you?
I might do.
If you think it was Saturday night and us, it wasn't. Anyway, you wouldn't say anything.
I think you should, that's all.
I've told you, it's impossible.
Jules, dearest Jules, please just accept what I say.
Chang, this is crazy. You dragged me down here to tell me something which you say is so important.
I promise you.
And then you won't tell me what?
Trust me. Go home on Friday as soon as you can. You should be there, Jules, not here.
Sorry, with that racket going on, the retreat from Moscow could have come through and you wouldn't have noticed. Well, that's better.
No, it's not.
What's all this for?
Curtain material. We got it today. What do you reckon?
It's tremendous.
Really? You like it?
Mind you, I wouldn't want to sleep in the same room with it. I expect it might have the same effect as strong gorgonzola and black coffee last thing at night.
You think it's awful, don't you?
I've just said I like it.
I know, but you don't, I can tell.
Polly, I promise you, it's really tremendous.
You're just saying that.
I promise, okay?
Maybe. Uncle Hen says it looks like something by Salvador Dali in a bad mood.
When did you see him?
About 20 minutes ago, and he wants you to call him. He says it's mega urgent.
That's better.
Well, shouldn't you call him?
Probably. Who's going to make them for you?
I spent all my money on the material.
What about that woman in the village? Didn't she do the bedroom ones at the farm?
Oh, she's brilliant, but she still charges. I'm going to try and do it myself.
I thought your mother said she was reasonable. Cheaper than Harrods, anyway.
I've just said I haven't any money. You don't ever listen, do you?
Sometimes, Polly, neither of us does. Take them down this weekend. I'll raid the piggy bank.
You mean it?
Well, why not? Be ashamed to spoil that material.
Daddy, you're brilliant.
Steady. Oh. This is Glenn Morangi, not confetti.
Ah, saved by the bell. I bet that's Uncle Henry.
Come on. Let's go.
It's almost 10 o'clock. Where?
Get your coat. Flood Street, of course. Got a key?
Yes, but...
Oh, come on then, you stupid child. If I'm paying for the curtains, I may as well see the place. You never know. We might get matching carpets.
Really? Well, what about Uncle Hen?
He can wait. We've more important things to do. Coming?
Coming.
I bet you were surprised. Nice, is it then?
We both were. It will be.
I can just imagine Polly with a paintbrush and paste.
Oh, no. I'm getting two lads from the village to do it out from top to bottom.
I thought you weren't having anything to do with it.
That was last week. Just don't accuse me of never listening to you, okay?
I reckon that's nice. I'd love to have been there.
Ah, Charles, there you are. I was trying to get you. What happened?
Here I am, Dougal. As ever, I'm flattered. What happened about what?
Well, that reminds me. Mr. Colville's been trying to get you.
Henry?
He's been on four times this morning. I tried to ring home.
Well, listen, this is important.
We switched off the telephone last night. I thought the world could do without us for a few hours.
Presumably you've considered the offer.
Oh, that. Yes, I suppose I have.
Go on, then. Don't be so infuriating. What did you say? Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, here we go. Time for Rose to get the tea again. No sugar still, Mr. Baxter?
Fine. There's no need to go. Indirect, it concerns you as well.
Charles, I really do think there's an element of confidentiality here that should not be taken lightly.
Rose is my confidential secretary, Dougal. That point was established many moons ago.
Of course. But in the circumstances...
What the Home Secretary knows, what I know, but what you don't know, Rose, is that the Prime Minister wants a new Chief Whip.
I wouldn't have put it that way, Charles.
Of course you wouldn't, Dougal.
You're joking.
No, I'm not. It seemed... Well, doesn't matter what it seems. That's the truth of it.
But what about the offer, Charles? What about it?
Number 10, for reasons best known to the PM and Mr. Baxter here, wants me to become party chairman.
Well, would you believe it? Chief Whip's office.
Well, Charles?
Just a moment.
What did you say?
I didn't.
You turned it down, Charles. I have to tell you.
No, I didn't say no. I said I'd think about it. I'm seeing him this evening. Who is it?
It's Miss Cameron. She wants a word.
Juliet Cameron? That was curious, wasn't it?
What was?
Surely you heard, Charles.
Heard what?
Her father, old Cameron.
What about him?
You didn't know?
Dougal, please, may we leave Cliff hanging to Guillemot?
I'm surprised you didn't know, Charles. Cameron's dead.
He's what?
They found him last night. Seems he committed suicide.
A most disagreeable matter. And a somewhat inevitable denouement.
You're sure it was suicide?
Closed garage, a hose pipe from the exhaust. I'm afraid few coroners would ponder long on the notion of natural causes.
How dreadful.
Such a cowardly act. But traitors are such beings. We feared he might, but there was little we could do.
But why now?
The day proved too much excitement for him. He was interviewed in the afternoon, and by 7 it was done.
What do you mean, interviewed?
2 colleagues, dear boy, motored to Oxford. It is a procedure I've explained before.
You mean they gave him the 3rd degree?
Come, come, Charles. Such scallywags exist in Penny Dreadfuls and in Bucharest, perhaps. Anyway, no purpose is served.
Then why bother?
To see if there was anything he wished to tell us before a more formal exposure might scatter the wicked.
Did he?
It was a worthwhile visit.
Inasmuch that it drove him to suicide.
It was not we, dear boy, who encouraged him to treason in the first place.
Try to explain that to his daughter.
What'd she have to say?
Jules? Oh, I'm afraid she believes I'm somehow responsible.
Or you know who is.
Yes.
Your assignation last evening was, what shall I say? Unhelpful.
Who told you?
Charles, there are moments when you fail to honour your reputation as Grey Mandarin with wisdom, insight and twilight understanding. I tried to warn you weeks ago.
You've had her followed?
A precaution. It is custom and practice that when an incident is about, then those connected are best kept in sight.
I see.
Would that you had, dear heart. You may imagine my concern when your name appeared, albeit modestly, in our headlights.
So what happens now? They'll be conveniently forgotten, I suppose.
I'm afraid not, Charles. I'm afraid not.
You mean the newspapers, all those made-up articles, speculation, hounding poor bastards who are quite innocent. The Hollis hunting season begins on Sunday.
Yes. It would be better if you gave the matter considerable thought.
Well, that's nothing to do with me. I'm seeing the PM in an hour.
Possibly, my dear, your fascination, your own Fata Morgana, has dropped lace before your eyes. I'm afraid you must think more deeply on your political heritage and survival.
Go on.
So distasteful, Charles. My people are of the opinion that you may have warned Cameron of his fate.
Godfather James, that's absolute nonsense. I told you. We did nothing more than talk about old times.
It is precisely those old times, as you call them, that fascinate my friends. You forget, Charles, you were one of his undergraduates at the time he was recruiting so successfully. And, of course, you have been to see him as his crisis hovered.
Hang it all, old man. I'm your brother-in-law. You know me better than that. You're not actually trying to tell me that I'm under suspicion.
I am, dear heart, in the most delicate way, trying to tell you just that.
I'm truly sorry, Mary. As Home Secretary, I cannot get involved.
But it's nonsense. Are you sure?
The DG came to see me this evening.
Oh?
He tells me MI5 has absolutely no proof that Charles has been anything but a casual friend of Cameron.
Well, that's it, isn't it?
Not exactly. There is another matter, according to the DG, that is. A personal involvement.
What does that mean?
I'm sorry, my dear, I can't discuss it.
Does Charles know about this?
I'm not sure, but he will.
Hello, Wood. Go on, get down then.
Ah, Charles, there you are. There you are.
Yes, I suppose I am.
Hello, darling.
Hello. Can I get you a drink?
No. No, thanks. Well, I suppose Dougal's told you.
It's ridiculous.
Not everything, Charles.
I see.
You've seen the Prime Minister?
Surely he backed you up.
I've just come from Downing Street.
I think I will have that drink after all.
You sit still. I'll get it. Dougal?
Not for me. It's going to be a long evening.
Here we are. Cheers.
Hardly.
Well, I may as well tell you, Dougal. You're here in Cabinet tomorrow anyway.
You do realise that as much as I'd like to, Charles, as a friend, of course, I couldn't possibly support...
Oh, please, Dougal. Go on, darling.
I'm sorry. I was only making my position clear.
It won't be necessary. I've told the PM that considering the suspicions will involve me publicly...
It's most damaging to the party.
Dougal, please, shut up.
Well, very simply, I've said that I can't continue as Chief Whip, and as much as I'd like to, this is not the moment to take over as party chairman.
You mean you've resigned?
I mean I shall in the morning.
Oh, Charles. This is all so silly.
What did he say?
We understand.
Supercilious shit.
And the offer of a seat upstairs.
The Lords? A life peerage? Well, Charles, I must say that's very generous considering the circumstance.
I hope you told them what to do with it.
No, I said I would sleep on it.
Of course. Personally, Charles, I think you'd be wise to accept. Presumably you'd be in line as leader of the House. And very prestigious. You could come out of this rather well.
Dougal? We're talking about Charles being accused of something he's not only never done, but that he's quite incapable of doing.
Darling.
And all you can do is toss up brownie points.
Mary, Charles is in a difficult position. At Westminster, the victim is always guilty.
See?
Until proved not quite guilty. Innocence is the prerogative of the anonymous and no one else.
Come off it, Dougal. We're real people. We're not Aunt Sally's in some silly endgame. Whatever happened to democracy in the House?
Democracy has nothing to do with this, darling. Dougal and I are talking about politics.
Oh, it stinks. The whole damn thing. Hello? Who? Sorry, he's not here. Bye.
Who was that?
For you. The Sunday Times. Oh, Charles.
In that episode of The House, you heard Julian Glover as Charles Bannister, Peter Kelly as Dougal Baxter, Isla Blair as Mary Bannister, Christopher Benjamin as Henry Colville, Sheila Reed as Rose, Siobhan Redmond as Juliet Cameron, and Ruth Gemmell as Polly Bannister. The House was written by Christopher Lee and produced by Neil Cargill.